For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Supreme Court has extended an order blocking full SNAP payments. The High Court's decision Tuesday came amid signals that the government shutdown could soon end and food aid payments resume, though exactly when is unknown. The order keeps in place, at least for a few more days, a chaotic situation. People who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to feed their families in some states have received their full monthly allocations, while others have received nothing. SNAP helps 42 million Americans buy groceries. The order will expire just before midnight Thursday.
Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to U.S. Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon demanding that she immediately release federal impact aid payments for 20 school districts across Wisconsin that serve over 21,000 Wisconsin kids. Schools were supposed to receive the first round of payments in October for federal school funding, known as Impact Aid, which is used by schools for basic operations such as payroll, transportation programs, and new positions, among other critical areas. Federal Impact Aid is one of the most flexible sources of funding allocated to eligible schools, enabling school districts to hire and pay teachers, purchase instructional materials, and support student transportation needs. This is especially critical for eligible Wisconsin school districts, as many of these schools are in rural areas of the state and face unique transportation challenges. 20 school districts located across Wisconsin, from Bayfield to Seymour to Black River Falls, received impact aid payments in federal fiscal year 2025, totaling over $23 million. Most but not all eligible schools are operated by federally recognized tribe nations located in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released the 2024-25 School and District Accountability Report Cards. Produced annually as required by state law, the report cards evaluate schools and districts across four priority areas: achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track to graduation. Each school or district receives an overall accountability score, which places it into one of five rating categories: significantly exceeds expectations, meets few expectations, and fails to meet expectations. Of the 378 public school districts receiving report cards, 355 met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Locally, the Ithaca School District scored 63.8, meeting expectations. The Richland School District scored 73.4, exceeding expectations. The River Valley School District scored 74.6 to exceed expectations. And the Riverdale School District scored 65.1 to meet expectations. The DPI produced 1,920 scored public school report cards. Of those, 1,625 met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Achievement and growth measures are weighted according to each district or school's percentage of economically disadvantaged students per state law. Each report card uses multiple years of data, with recent years weighted more heavily. Due to updates, overall accountability scores for 2024-25 cannot be directly compared to prior years, though the underlying data remain comparable. People flying in and out of Mitchell are feeling the effect from the government shutdown. Mitchell Airport saw more than 40 flights canceled and over 30 delayed Monday. The transportation secretary warns cancellations could climb as the week goes on. The shutdown could end with a vote in the House Wednesday. The Department of Natural Resources is asking deer hunters in central and northern Wisconsin to test their harvest for chronic wasting disease. Deer specialist Aaron Larson says the agency will be compensating anyone whose deer does test positive with a new deer tag.
Those are not weapon specific. So say a hunter got a positive during the bow season, got that replacement authorization, they could use that then during the gun season as long as they have the appropriate license.
You can find a local testing site and more information on the deer hunt online at dnr.wi.gov. An arrest has been made following a Pulaski Township barn fire last month. Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that at approximately 11:50 on the morning of October 6th, the Iowa County 911 Center received a report of a fully engulfed barn fire on Delft Road in the township of Pulaski near Muscadet. Multiple fire departments responded to the scene along with deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. An extensive investigation was conducted by Iowa County detectives with assistance from the Iowa County Fire Investigation Team, the Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Fire Marshal, and the Dodgeville Police Department. Following a thorough review of video evidence and investigative findings, Jason K. Coy, 37, of Warren, Illinois, was arrested on November 10th for arson of a building without owner's consent. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released the 2024-25 School and District Accountability Report Cards. The DPI produced 1,920 scored public school report cards. Of those, 1,625 met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. An additional 141 schools received alternate accountability ratings due to limited data. Locally, the Ithaca Elementary School exceeds expectations with a score of 77. The middle school meets expectations with a score of 61.7, and the high school meets few expectations with a score of 57.6. The Richland Center Intermediate School and High School both exceed expectations. The intermediate school scored 74.6 and the high school scored 73.3. The Richland Center Primary School, Online Academy, and Partner Charter School all received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress due to insufficient data, often because of small size or limited grade range. The River Valley Elementary School and High School meets expectations. The elementary school has a score of 60.2 and the high school 64.9. The middle school significantly exceeds expectations with a score of 88.1. The Riverdale Elementary, Junior High, and High School all meet expectations with scores of 64.6, 61.2, and 66.3 respectively. The Riverdale Academy received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. Achievement and growth measures are weighted according to each district or school's percentage of economically disadvantaged students per state law. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to around 50 by early this afternoon. The temperatures are going to drop back into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. The wind west gusting to 25 to 30 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.